The Cops Case 186.3, Triple M at Smoffy with you this morning. A brand new book from Jimmy Barnes called Killing Time. I'm happy to say we've got him on the line right now. Jimmy, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
No worries, Ruffy. How you doing?
Good, mate. Good. Look, congratulations, firstly, on the brand new book. Is there any stopping?
I'm not going to stop. I'm hyperactive, you know, so I'm always keeping busy. There's always something on the boil, whether it's writing or recording or singing or, there's always something to do. You know, lots of things to do in the world. But I'm really enjoying the process of writing, actually. Since writing those first two books, I've found a sort of a new passion where I can just sit and go inside my head and drag memories out and look for clarity. And it's good. It's a lot of fun.
Do you find it as an extension to sort of songwriting and stuff where you, I guess, it allows you, I don't want to say counselling, but it allows you to sort of reflect on things that have happened and be able to put them down on words and think back
absolutely.
On it?
Absolutely. And it is like counselling in a way. It's like therapy. You know, you sit there and you work through things that might not have seemed important at the time, and suddenly as you write them down, because when you're sitting and you sit at the computer to write, I find that I start to remember things and details sort of come in and out of focus. So you find things that you've forgotten about, and you start to see, you know, like there's a lot of stuff, a lot of stories I've written in this book, which I realize, you know, there was like signposts in life for me that, you know, that I should have seen, you know, that the world was trying to tell you, you know, get your act together or not to do this or to do something, you know. And if you don't pay attention, you miss them. But in retrospect, writing about it and looking back, I can see those signs quite clearly. And it's really, you know, it's quite cathartic and therapeutic to sit there and write and look for the signs in your own life, you know.
Killing Time is the new book, and it's a whole bunch of sort of short stories and things like that. And when I say short stories, I mean some of them are only maybe, you know, 3 or 4 pages. Is it kind of, I guess, where you've sat there and gone, oh, must note that down?
Over the last year or so, I've been keeping a little list in my phone, just not writing down, I've got to write about this story. But it's not until you sit down, you know, there was a whole bunch of them that I got to in there. I go, nah, there's nothing there really. But some of them, I sit there and I start writing or thinking about it, and these, you know, details will come back to me, and I'll realize, you know, I mean, there's things that seem really funny that are actually very poignant. There's things that seem really dark that are also there for a reason, you know. I mean, there's one of the stories in there I talk about, you know, it was many years ago when Mahalia was a baby, and I was, and Jane and I were staying at Jane's parents' place in Neutral Bay in Sydney. And it'd been one of those nights where we'd been watching, you know, TV and Shogun, the TV series Shogun was on. Mm-hmm. And this whole episode was about this guy committing suicide, you know, Harry Kiri. And you know, the essence of the story was that life was a butterfly's dream, you know, and it was, you know, all about, you know, committing suicide. And I sat there and I've watched it, and it was really, it was a good episode, but nothing, you know, I didn't really think I was going to, you know, think about it that much. 5 minutes after it finished, I heard this strange noise and I looked out the window, and this guy had jumped out of one of the apartment windows and killed himself. And that was in the middle, it was at midnight, and I had to run downstairs to the basement where the car park was, and I held his hand for an hour while we waited for an ambulance, and I was sitting there and I was just talking to him, and you know, and it was really, it was very moving, and it was, you know, a bit scary, and it was traumatic, you know, to watch and to do. But at the time I didn't realize it, but you know, I'd sort of been, you know, playing with my own, messing my own life my whole life, you know, and I hadn't even started to be aware of it yet. But sitting there at that night, in the middle of the night, you know, holding this guy's hand as he left, you know, it was sort of, you know, it was sort of like a reflection of myself, and it might have been something that helped keep me alive for a while, you know.
Mm.
Then there's other stories that are really funny, which have equally as deeper meanings in my life for me. And so the thing is, I guess part of the joys of writing these are that, you know, the everyday things are happening in everybody's life that can hold, you know, really deep meaning if you look into it.
Yeah. Jimmy, the music industry is a tough industry any time at all, but 2020 in particular with COVID-19 has really, really knocked it out. But has it been, I guess, writing the book and everything like that, a way for you to keep moving and keep doing stuff during COVID?
Luckily for me, you know, I mean, a lot of people were locked down and work stopped, but they were forced. I'd just done back-to-back-to-back-to-back touring and literally finished Cold Chisel Tour in February. So I was planning to stop and write a book. That's what I was going to do. I was going to take some time off and write a book. But I think COVID coming along sort of certainly helped, it changed the way I was going to travel. You know, I'm one of these people who I don't like to keep still for very long and I move on. It's like, I'm restless. So, COVID made me anchor home. And literally, Jane and I have been talking about it. This last 6 months is, the longest we've stayed still, since we've met, which is, 40 years. And it's the longest I've stayed still in my life. And it's just, and it's sort of like, like a bee in a jar. And one of those things that don't stop. And eventually, I've had to sort of slow down. It's given me a real good chance to sort of have some perspective and have the time to look at life and do things that I haven't done, write more, play more guitar. I'm starting to write songs. I've been making music with Jane. Jane and I do songs every night for social media, which we do partly to entertain ourselves, but mainly because we just figured there's a lot of people locked down who are, particularly if you look at Victoria, for instance, a lot of people locked down who just, who need to let them know that the world's thinking about them, So we do a song every night and sort of reach out to people out there and at the same time, it helps us deal with the lockdown process. And we've learned a lot in the process of doing that. So it's good.
Mate, look, I've got to let you go, but just before we do, obviously the sad news about Eddie Van Halen. You did have a connection, though, with Eddie and with the band as well.
Yeah, it was back in sort of 85, something like whenever it was. When David Lee Roth left, I was recording Working Class Man in Los Angeles. I was finishing up mixing the album in Los Angeles, and Eddie called up and wanted to know if I, wanted to sing with the band. And at the time, obviously I was very thrilled because I'm a big fan, and he was, one of the greatest guitar players of a generation. But I'd just started working on my solo career. I'd left a band after being in a band for 10 years, and I really wanted to do my own thing. So I had to say no. But it was a big honor to be asked. In fact, I think when Sammy Hagar left years later, they tried to contact my management again to see if I would sing with them. So unfortunately, I never got the chance to sing with Eddie. But like I've said numerous times, I was a huge fan and I was just thrilled, And he's going to be sadly missed. He was one of the great guitar players of our generation.
Yeah, sure was. Jimmy, congratulations once again on the brand new book, Killing Time. And thanks so much for taking some time to have a chat to us this morning, mate.
My pleasure. All the best.
Jimmy Barnes, and that book is called Killing Time. You can go and grab it now. It's sensational, actually. It's so many great stories, and they're short stories too. So you'll love that. I reckon it's an appropriate time to play this, actually.